Good morning. You all are growing up so fast. Come on over. Good morning. All right. So glad to have everybody this morning. Can you tell me something? Come on over. That is real. Can you want to sit right here by London? Can you move? There you go. I'll take the book out of the way. There we go. Whoops. Excuse me. Getting hung up there. Can somebody tell me something that you know is real, but you can't see it with your eyes?
Oh, say it.
Bacteria.
Bacteria. How does a doctor find out if you're sick? How does a doctor find out if it's a bacterial infection?
Do you know? Okay. Have you ever had the doctor take maybe some blood from your finger or from your hand or something?
And then they put it under a microscope and they look for bacteria? Something, or they run blood tests in the lab. Miss Debbie knows all about that. Where's Miss Debbie? Miss Debbie? Oh, you're over there. There's Miss Debbie. She runs the lab at one of our Ochsner hospitals. So she knows all about blood tests and testing for bacteria. Thank you for that answer. What else is something that maybe we can't see, but we know it's real? Huh? Shy? Somebody else have an idea? Think about it. Who can see? Oh, you've got an idea? What?
Air.
Air. That's true. You know, we can't even see the wind. The wind may blow the trees and we see the tree branches move, but we don't see the air. We just see the effects of the air when the wind is strong and it makes the tree branches move. What about the planets? Can you see Pluto from here? We can't see Pluto in the solar system. How do we know it's here? What?
Telescope.
Yes.
Telescopes. Magnify so that we can see far into space. Thea,
you want to say something?
If it's cold, we can't see cold.
You can't see a cold? You're right. You can't see a cold. You might have a cold in your body, but you can't see it. The doctor, though, how does the doctor know if you have a cold? What are some of the symptoms? Huh?
Take your blood system.
Take your blood.
Maybe take your temperature. If you're coughing.
What else?
Sneezing.
Sneezing.
The doctor diagnoses. I know that Miss Lacey diagnoses a lot of people with the cold or the flu. We have quite a few people here in the medical profession in our church. So what my point is this morning, Jesus said to his friends, you know, there's a lot of people who won't see me while I'm on earth. Jesus was on earth 2,000 years ago. And Jesus told his friends, you know, you all have seen me with a body. You know I'm real. Blessed are the people who believe in me, who trust in me, who have faith. And yet they've never seen me. And that's all of us in this church. I haven't seen Jesus in the flesh, but I know Jesus is real. And he loves us, and he cares for us, and he will help us to live the way God wants us to live. Now, I walked off the pulpit without my list this morning of one of the things that Jesus came to do is to help people. And he fed people that were hungry. And that's one of the things that Jesus wants us, his friends, his followers, to do, is feed people. So you know, when you all took that offering last week with the buckets, you won't believe how much food that Mr. Mike took to the food bank to feed people. From our church, 120 pounds of pasta. That's like spaghetti noodles. 6 cans of spaghetti sauce, 24 bottles of hot sauce. That one surprised me. 6 cases, a case is like this, 6 cases of vegetables, 25 pounds of red beans. Who all likes red beans? That's my favorite New Orleans food, red beans. 25 pounds of white beans. That'll feed a lot of people. So you all are a part, and our church is a part of feeding hundreds and hundreds of people in Algiers, in our community, because of those dollar bills, quarters, dimes, nickels, thank you, that everybody takes the special offering. So next week for Super Bowl Sunday, we're going to have pots by the door, and people are going to put money in it. And again, we're going to get food with that money to help hungry people. And Jesus will be very happy that we do that. Somebody else had something they wanted to say? Okay, then let's close with a prayer. Jesus, we thank you for being real. We thank you for blessing us. Thank you for our faith that we believe in you, trust in you. And thank you for giving us the example of helping people that are hungry. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.